Hello, everyone. Daniel Gilman with you for a solemn update episode of By Order of the Peaky Blinders. I just wanted to jump on here and chat one-on-one while the news is fresh. Unfortunately, Helen McCrory, the fantastic Peaky Blinders star, Polly Gray, to those who love the podcast, love the show, has passed away at the age of 52 today, April 16th. She died peacefully at home after a heroic battle with cancer. Her husband, Damian Lewis, survives her, and he posted a tweet out, the Homeland and Billion Star, saying, "I'm heartbroken to announce that after a heroic battle with cancer, the beautiful and mighty woman that is Helen McCrory has died peacefully at home, surrounded by a wave of love from friends and family. She died as she lived, fearlessly. God, we love her and know how lucky we are to have had her in our lives. She blazed so brightly. Go now, little one, into the air. And thank you." Of course, Narcissa Malfoy in Harry Potter. She was also in Doctor Who and a show that I had just recently watched, the miniseries called Quiz, that I would recommend everyone goes and checks out if you want to see one last look at the newest Helen McCrory stuff. We are not sure if she has been involved in the filming of season 6, and Josh and I are working on an episode in memoriam going through and talking about all of our favorite Polly moments. So I'd love if listeners could chime in, whether it be on Facebook at facebook.com/peakypodcast or just emailing us at bootpeakyblinders@gmail.com. Send us your favorite Polly moments, your favorite memories of Helen McCrory, and Josh and I will integrate it into our next episode. It's just shocking. It reminds me of the Chadwick Boseman announcement earlier in either this year or last year, I don't remember, where it just came out of nowhere. I don't know, you know, who knew if she was sick or if she'd been able to still work through it. She was filming with different stuff. I think a 2022 movie coming out. Peaky Blinders did release a statement saying Helen's performance as Polly Gray was inspirational, joyous, transgressive, hilarious, and incredibly moving. As a person, she was off the scale, charismatic, and deeply caring. We feel so privileged to have worked with her over the last decade. All of our thoughts and love are with Damian and family. And Finn Cole posted a picture on Instagram with, of course, Michael's mom, saying, "Mother, wife, and an all-around amazing role model, a force of nature whose advice I'll carry forever. From day one on Peaky, I felt blessed and will always aspire to be as awesome as Helen McCrory. Thank you, Mom. Rest easy." And so, you know, just a quick update, you know, for those that may not have heard, I just wanted to share the information and share the grief. Rest in peace to Helen McCrory, to Polly Gray, the greatest badass, kept Shelby Company afloat while all the men were at war. She will always be reveled, remembered, and honored. And I'm very much looking forward to how season 6 handles this, whether she had been involved in any filming, whether they will dedicate something towards her, you know, whether it's Fast and Furious-esque or whether it's, you know, similar to other instances of a character passing away, like Heath Ledger in The Dark Knight. But yeah, there's not much else I want to talk about here. It's not a good day. It's a bad day. But we're gonna definitely put together an episode here in the next few days. I don't want to do anything too quickly. I just wanted to get this episode out, just share it with everyone listening, and then compose our thoughts and really put together something that we're proud to produce and we're proud to share to the world, to all of our Peaky fans, that will honor Helen McCrory in the best way possible. Thank you so much for joining me today. Once again, it's with a heavy heart that I announce that we lost an icon, not just in the TV and film world, obviously in the Peaky Blinders, you know, history. She'll always be remembered. And and she was loved. You know, it was clear that everyone said that she was fearless. It sounds like Polly Gray and Helen McCrory were not too far off cut by the same cloth. Thank you so much. That'll do it for this one.